Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Friday, October 16th, and you've joined another edition of Daily Drop Radio, where we gather Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, to get another dose of daily inspiration, get another daily dose of education, and use whatever we can to hopefully help us live better, more healthy, empowered lives. There's so much information to be had, and so I'm so grateful for these calls to not only, you know, hear new, fresh information, but on Fridays, we get to hear the results of all of this information. We get to hear the stories from our community on what they're using, what they're doing, what are they learning, what are they experiencing, not only for themselves and their families, but others. So all you need to do, if you would like to share your story, is press 1 on your keypad. That'll add you into my host queue, and I'd be glad to bring you out. Before we jump right into that, I'd like to do a little bit of house cleaning and just remind everybody that of what are the things that we can share on this show, what's appropriate to share, what are we looking for. We are looking for stories of how you have used the oils. We're looking for stories of other people that you've shared the oils with and what are the results that they've seen. We're looking for stories of things that you've learned and you've experienced, especially we're still hot off a conference. Conference really wasn't that long ago, so there's still lots of information that we're still assimilating from that, as well as new products, new things like that. And it's also acceptable to share stories of personal and professional growth that have happened because of things that you've learned here, things that you've done to experience and grow, as well as just what you've gained and experienced from doTERRA as a company and as a culture. You know, a lot of people are drawn to this company because of the culture and the style of community that the company is creating, the principles that the company stands on. And sometimes these principles can be life-changing, life-altering. And so those are the things that we look forward to hearing from as well. Moving on, this week, the oil of the week was bergamot. Bergamot is pretty much like, for those of you who aren't familiar, is a citrus oil. It's almost like orange, although it does have some unique characteristics. As a matter of fact, this week I've been doing some research on bergamot, and it's very interesting in the fact that it has a strong, for citrus, it's a citrus, but unlike most of the other citruses, which actually activate more of your the sympathetic nervous system, like for example, our Slim and Sassy product. Slim and Sassy has grapefruit in it. Grapefruit actually shuts down the parasympathetic nervous system in the digestive part of your body, which is one of the reasons why it works. And that's generally true for many of the citrus oils, but bergamot's a little bit different. Bergamot actually affects the parasympathetic nervous system. So bergamot, even though it's a citrus, is actually very, very relaxing. It's a relaxing citrus oil. And I'd like to share my story, my testimonial with you this week in using bergamot, using it in my drinks. I've been putting it in my water. I've been putting it in a number of different things and also just keeping a bottle with me to smell and such. And I've been testing some of the PubMed articles I've been reading and seeing what it says are the results. And some of the results that I found really are, it is very calming. It's a very calming oil for me. And I found out that it's not just me. There are a number of articles out there, scientific articles, showing how this actually works. So bergamot has been very helpful for me this week, especially because I've had a very busy, hectic week in getting lots of work done, getting lots of things done. And so it was very, very helpful for me in that regard. So thank you to bergamot. Thank you to not only bergamot, but it's doTERRA, the company, for bringing these certified pure therapeutic grade oils to the table so I could have something so consistent, so pure. I think that's awesome. So that's my story for share for the week. I'm looking forward to hearing yours. All you have to do is press 1 on your keypad, and that'll put you in my host queue, and I can bring you out, and all you got to do is just share for a few seconds. We got a couple people in the queue. Let's go ahead and kick this off. Area code 602-930. Welcome to the call.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you today?
Very good.
This is Ron Doyle. Great.
Thanks for joining us. Ron, how are you? Doing very good?
I'm fantastic.
Good. Well, would you like to share
thanks
with
for sharing that about bergamot, because it is on my wish list. So.
Get it, man. Get it. It's a beautiful oil.
So I just wanted
to get
on the line. I'm sorry?
Yeah. What do you have to share with us?
I just wanted to get on the line today just to, you know, sometimes you have these moments when you're working on your business and you get, you know, revelations based on conversations you have with people or training that you've taken. And so one of the things that I want to just share with people is just, you know, number one, questions are the answer. So when you're engaging in somebody that's shown some sort of interest in learning more about the oils, if you've gotten that door of invitation open, you know, are you interested in learning? And we come to people as an educator, not as a salesperson, and they give us that permission. You know, once we have engaged with the person, the thing that I've been asking myself is, am I in the game, right? Because I can have conversations and be thinking about what I'm doing after the conversation. I can be, you know, maybe if it's over the phone, maybe surfing, you know, my email, rather than being really 100% focused on the conversation that I'm having with the person. So questions help me stay engaged in the game. And then part of being in the game is, am I using the oils every day that I'm talking about? Am I, you know, doing the things to follow through to get the answers for people? Am I, you know, in the game? Am I asking the question? Am I actually listening and participating in listening actively for the person so I can really understand what their needs are so that the outcome of our conversation meets their needs and gives them the benefits that they're looking for? Or am I just trying to get the answer so that I can make the sale and go explain all the features and tell them how great they are so I can get the sale and close the deal? So relational transactions, you know, am I in the game? Am I there for the person? And am I creating win-win situations? So I've had a big revelation this week in working towards being more in the game. You know, if I'm going to dial that phone and I'm feeling kind of frazzled, putting a little balance on my body to bring myself back into balance, maybe putting a little wild orange in my diffuser to kind of relax myself and yet stay engaged and focused, and maybe a little peppermint on the back of my neck to get energized. And then being in the game with the person, asking the questions from my heart and listening from my heart. And so that's what I wanted to share with people is just, you know, ask yourself, are you in the game when you're engaging with people that are potentially looking to utilize these oils that are life-changing?
Beautiful, Ron. Thanks for sharing that. It's interesting how, you know, when some people become wellness advocates literally just for this purpose, because they know that if I'm going to be out there advocating it, I've got to use it. And we all know we cut ourselves short. There's so many things we could be doing that's so simple, so easy to live more empowered lives. Essential oils make it even easier than many other things. And so it's great, but still, you have to do it. You still have to use them. And so thank you for sharing that, Ron. There's definitely a certain amount of accountability that comes with when you're sharing these oils with others, to making sure that you're living it yourself and you're putting yourself fully into it, not just kind of playing around with it and having, it's not a hobby for you any longer. This is a lifestyle change. Would you say that's right?
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a great day, and hope that brought some encouragement to somebody out there that might be thinking about how can I work better in my business and help more people. So,
well, I'm sure it did, Ron. I'm sure it did. Thank you for sharing. Let's keep the show moving on. We've got area code 480231. Area code 480231. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Hey, this is Jason Howell in Arizona. How you doing, Ryan?
Very good. Very good.
You know,
thanks for coming out, Jason.
Yeah, awesome. You know, I have tons of testimonials, but the one that I think is really cool is I had this thing on my back, and I asked my wife, hey, you know, what is this thing? You know, and she looked at it because I felt it, but I couldn't see it. And so as she's, you know, looking at it, she's like, wow, it's kind of weird looking. And it was starting to get bigger. And so I scheduled an appointment with the dermatologist. My mom has a lot of skin cancer things that go on with her. And so not saying that this was cancerous or anything, just saying that she struggles with those types of things. So what I did was I wanted to find out what it was just to make sure it wasn't anything that I should be concerned over. So in the meantime, waiting for my appointment, because it was like, you know, a lot of times getting in to see these doctors takes some time, especially for these types of things, and it wasn't an emergency or anything. So, you know, my appointment was 4 weeks later. So what I did was I started using frankincense, just started putting it on it, you know, and started putting it on it pretty regularly. And, you know, I took a picture of the first day, and then I took a picture, you know, 2 weeks later, and it's getting a little bit smaller. And then, you know, by the time of my appointment, there's nothing there to show them anymore. So it's just kind of cool that we have these tools that we can do stuff at home. You know, again, not saying that it was a cancerous or I don't know what it was, but I know that it's gone now. And
before your appointment, before your appointment, that's beautiful. Are you still there? Did we lose you? Oh, it looks like we lost Jason there. Looks like he got cut out. But he did get to share what he shared with us, which is absolutely fascinating. Before you could even get to the appointment, that the growth is gone. Jason, are you still there? Are you back with us yet, or did we lose you? Yeah, it looks like we lost him. Well, that's a beautiful story. I'm reminded of the testimonial we had just a few weeks ago from Marsha, where she was sharing almost a very similar experience with some skin growth, abnormal skin growth on her forehead, like right near her scalp. And similar thing, and the skin underneath was absolutely perfect and clean and clear. So let's go ahead and keep this show on the road. Area code 606-220. Welcome to the show.
This is Marsha.
Hi, Marsha. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to tell you, share a story about the fruit oils. When I was a child growing up, we lived in a house that was surrounded by fernries and orange groves, and I had access to as much fruit, oranges, tangerines, and grapefruit as I wanted, and we were allowed to eat them as long as we didn't waste them. And I ate my share and somebody else's too of these fruits because I just loved them. I would eat oranges, I would eat grapefruit, I would eat tangerines. I ate a lot of them. And I experienced the tangerine oil in water. I've been trying that. And it just brought back those memories of those days because it tastes just like those tangerines. And the oranges does too. And the grapefruit does. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? I can remember the first time. Thank you for coming out and sharing that, Marsha. And for everyone else, remember, press 1 on your keypad if you'd like to be added into the queue to share something as well. But I'm reminded of when I was a child. I grew up in Fresno, California, in the middle of the grapevines, and my school had a ton. My elementary school backed up to our property, so I literally got to hop the fence to school. But our school had a ton of these orange trees out there. And so, like you, I had a ton of oranges when I was a kid. And I can't count how many orange drinks or oranges things I've had in a very long time. But when the first time I smelled that wild orange, just like you, a flood of memories came back in.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely amazing how much I remembered from that. And just like you said, it smells just like it. And it's different when it's an actual essence of that fruit versus a small sampling of it or a distilled version of a produced version of it. Isn't it just amazing how much these are really just are the fruit, the oils from that fruit, and it's just able to trigger those memories. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, and the candles, when you get a candle, you not only you experience a little bit of the smell, but you mostly experience the chemical that's in it. I don't know if you've noticed that, but there's something in there that makes it smell different. You know, it don't smell like the real stuff. It just has a tint of the smell. But this has the actual smell. I mean, it's just like eating a tangerine. And I love
tangerines.
They were so good.
Beautiful. Thanks for coming out and sharing, Marsha. We do appreciate that.
All right.
Let's keep the show moving on. Area code 310-871. Area code 310-871. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ryan. This is Nancy Nixon in Los Angeles. And
good morning, Nancy. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you. I had a few testimonials to share. And I'll start
with
I'll start with one. A few weeks ago, I was packing up my little samples. I always keep them with me, and so knew I was going to church the next day. And I started to put, you know, we can put 8 in there, but then I heard Jason say one time, you can even stick 9 in there because there's a little gap. So I had it full, and I said, okay, I'll get digestion. And then I heard, no, put clove in there, you know. And so I forgot about it and getting ready for bed, and I said, oh, let me go get that digestion. Well, again, I heard, no, put clove in there. So I put the clove in there, and the next day I get to church, and I'm talking with a friend after church, and she's telling me about her gums. And she said, oh, my gums are so sore. And she says, and now, you know, I'm having surgery tomorrow. And I said, my God, you are who that clove is for. And I told her the story. And so I took the sample and I gave it to her. And she called me and she said, what a relief. And even after the surgery the next day, she used it and she had such relief and she was so happy with it. She had told me she was going to get her kit. And she says, I'm going to get it probably the end of the week. Well, I want you to know, I teach a Bible study on Tuesdays, and when I came out of Bible study, I had a text from her. She had already ordered her kit and sent me the receipt, her whole, you know, the whole thing about showing her receipt and what she had ordered. And so it made a great impact on her. The second one is my cousin in North Carolina had been in such pain from arthritis. And she had been using the Deep Blue until I said to her one day, you need to go a little deeper. You need to use our supplements, Lifelong Vitality.
Lifelong Vitality. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she kept saying, you know, I keep, because she listens to the Daily Drop every day, and she says, I keep hearing people talk about how good that supplement is. And so she said, I'm going to do that. And the most amazing thing is that she was not even able to get them every month. And something had come up financially that she had to take care of. And even with getting them, say, every other month, two things happened for her. Number one, no more pain. And, I mean, she had bad arthritis. She stopped having pain and stopped hurting every day, as she said. And the next thing was, a couple weeks ago, the doctor tells her, oh, the diabetes medication, you can stop that. You can stop sticking yourself. So she's off of two medications because she followed, you know, the advice to use the Lifelong Vitality. The other thing is styes on the eye. Notice two people had them, and within hours, using lavender around the socket of the eye, the styes disappeared. So that's my story.
So lavender around the eyes, obviously we have to be very careful anytime we we're using essential oils. We'd be very careful not to get in the eyes, but using it around the eyes, obviously being very careful with that. So lavender for styes. I wish I had known that when I was a kid. I had so many styes growing up.
Really?
So many styes growing up. They're the worst.
And I know this is both for two. Yeah.
What's that?
No, I was saying I noticed for two people they just disappeared. One lady was ecstatic because hers was so big. And she said, within like a couple of hours, she had no, and she said, you should have seen it this morning. I mean, you should have seen it. I'm telling you. And a lady who was one of my leaders, downline, she put it around her socket, the socket of her eye. And she said, you should have been here just a couple of hours ago. I had a big sty. And I said, well, I don't see anything now. And I said, well, who else saw the sty? And she said, my daughter. You can ask my daughter. But anyway, that's the story that I have.
Well, just like Jason, right? You know, he had a little abnormal skin, gross skin tag, and before he could even get into his appointment, seen the skin tag?
Awesome.
That's
everybody's seen
it. That's a beautiful thing. Thanks for coming out and sharing, Nancy. I hope you make
you're
it a
welcome.
Great day.
I want to just say, yeah, and I want to just say to Ron, who just spoke, that he's so right about being our own best customer. We got to use the oil so that we can know what's working and what's helping, what can help people.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Thank you, Nancy.
You're
all
welcome.
Right. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad to come out and share something with us. Let's keep things moving on. We've got area code 480-349. Area code 480-349. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everybody. This is Martha in Arizona.
Hi, Martha.
And good morning. I had a nice thing happen this last week at work. One of my coworkers who has I've given different samples to her, one for allergies. She put some of the three oils on her neck to help with her allergies and such. So every so often she would come to me just for a drop or two. But this last week she came and she's been fighting pneumonia, was diagnosed with pneumonia. The chest x-rays missed 1 or 2 weeks of work because of it. Was on antibiotics and just not getting better. So she was going to have to repeat the chest x-ray, you know, and probably get on antibiotics again is what she felt. But I gave her some of the respiratory blend and some of the protective blend. And right when we were there, you know, she put some on her chest and sinuses and everything. And within the hour, when I checked back in with her, she said that her lungs were feeling better. And told her about the protective blend on her feet to help build her immune system. And when I checked in with her the next day, she said that she felt like her lungs were on their way back to getting normal. So I've not heard from her. I tried to reach her to get another update and have not heard back from her. But she was just so pleased that she was getting that kind of relief. And so I did encourage her to continue with the On Guard to build her immune system back up and even continue with the respiratory blend to help that and not, you know, so often when symptoms go away, we stop using what we need to continue to improve our health. So I was real happy for her. And so she got those two oils from me and such.
Beautiful. Well, hey, and as well as she should be, like you said, one of the things you said in there, you know, she was very happy with the relief she was finding. Think about that. That's a relief. I mean, when our lungs aren't right, when we can't breathe, that's very unsettling in so many ways. And so I'd just like to take this moment just to kind of put this out there. Just think how many people are out there in our lives that need relief. They need that. That's the word that they're looking for. Right? They're looking for relief. And we have tools that can bring it to them, and we just need to make sure that, you know, we continue sharing them. So thank you for doing what you've done. Get outside of your comfort zone and just share what you know, these natural solutions that are obviously working for her as well. And thanks again for coming out and sharing that with us, Martha. Did you have anything else that you wanted to share before we wrapped up?
Well, the one thought that I'll add to that is I had not used Breathe since I became a wellness advocate. I'd always heard about it for asthma, and I just hadn't had any respiratory agitation. But last week I did, and so I fell in love with it. And so because I had had that experience with it, it was so easy, and it was my first thought here, you know, for me to share that with her. And then even when I went to the books, those were the exact two things under pneumonia that were recommended. So that was a real nice confirmation. But she had already put the oils on before I looked it up in the books. And so I think we both felt confident on what I had suggested for her. So,
well, you're doing great work and great work by being an example and using the oils, leveraging them for yourself, and using that experience as expertise to help others. Thanks for coming out and sharing that, Martha. Do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
We'll have you out again real soon.
Thanks.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a few more callers in the queue. We're coming up towards the top of the half hour, but we have a couple more people in, and we'll have room for just one or two more. If you want to go ahead and press 1 on your keypad, we should be able to get you in. But let's go ahead and jump to area code 480-540. Welcome to the call.
Yes, good morning. My name is Lori Varney from Seattle, Washington, and I had a fun experience in the last couple of days. My husband has not been sold on the fact that I've been giving him the vitamins for the past 5, maybe 6 months. He's taken them only because I give them to him, but he went to the dentist to have his teeth cleaned, and he's been going to the same gal for about 10 years, and she's watched his gums bleed and had all kinds of problems forever. And when he went in this time, she said, "What on earth are you doing differently? Because your gums are so healthy. Your body is a reflection of how healthy your body is. And there must be something that you're doing." "Well, my wife's giving me these vitamins." She said, "You tell her to keep giving you those vitamins because they are making you healthy. And the gums are one of the greatest ways to reflect the health of your body. And your gums are looking great." And so he came back and said, "All right, I've got good news for you. Keep giving me those vitamins. In fact, I need to take some probiotics, and I only want to take the ones from doTERRA, so don't get any other ones." So it was just kind of for him to say, "Okay, I believe that this is making a difference now." It was great for him to get that reinforcement from someone besides his wife. But just a great testimony to us that they're making a difference for his whole body. So,
you know, and how great is it that you at least have that as a measurement, right? So how many people are out there taking lifelong vitality, not realizing the benefit that it's actually doing them? Thank heaven we have, you know, your husband's being seen the same dentist for such a long time that they know what your husband's gums look like, and is so aware enough that thank heavens for good providers and good experts out there who know their patients, and can actually come right out and say, "What have you been doing different? Your gums, your obviously your body is doing much better than it has in the past."
And that was the only thing that he's done different, and so he knew that had to be what it was.
Beautiful. Thank you for coming out and sharing that story, Lori. I really appreciate it.
Anything
else you want to add? Absolutely.
That was it.
All right, cool. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are at 9:30. If there's anybody else that had wanted something else that they wanted to throw in real fast, go ahead and press 1 on your keypad. I would just like to say before we wrap up, big thanks to Ron for coming out and sharing what he did about accountability and being a wellness advocate. Means that we have to get in the game. We've got to use the oils ourselves. We've got to make sure that we are talking from the heart. I'd like to thank Jason for sharing what he did about what it can do to help your health, to help healthy skin growth, and reducing the need to even see a doctor, didn't have to follow through on his appointment with the dermatologist to get that taken care of. Marsha for coming out and sharing about fruit oils bringing memories back. Isn't that fun? With wild orange and tangerine. Nancy was talking about listening to your intuition and giving out samples to the right people at the right time, as well as lavender around the eyes for styes. And Martha coming out and sharing what she did about helping her coworkers literally breathe easier, thanks to the respiratory blend that she had experience with using herself. And, of course, Lori for giving her husband lifelong vitality and helping his body grow healthier and stronger all the time, to the point to where a dentist would even recognize it. Their dentist is even able to say, "Wow, your gums are looking great. What beautiful stories." What a wonderful opportunity that we have to have these oils in our lives and have each other in our lives. I'm so grateful to you guys. I'm grateful to this community. I'm grateful to Daily Drop Radio. We will be back again on Monday at 9, 12 Eastern. We'll have a product training call, so you don't want to miss that, and make sure you're on. You can also join us on Facebook at dailydropfb.com. And lastly, you can download these archives at dailydropradio.com. Make it a great day, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Bye for now.